books you used in your car?
I was keeping track of it, but I bought my own.
We're on page Kufsamer.
Phase?
Yeah. Inyan Amal Atayah. The concept of toil in Torah. It's not just a means to achieve a goal. Just that through toil that a person should be able to understand well the words of the Torah. That's not what it is. Rather, toil of Torah is a goal unto its own. Because by toil in Torah, a person merits the light of Torah, and is davik l'Hashem, and one connects to Hashem. And without toil and Torah, for the yeshla kishrenis metziyanim, even if someone has a terrific kishrenis,
abilities.
Yeah. Meaning that a person grasps easily. He does not merit the hidden light that is hidden specifically for those who toil in Torah. And on this, Reb Nochanim ben Akani used to say, when he used to leave the Beis Medrash, Ani amal v'hem amelim. I toil and they toil. Ani amal v'kal v'schar. I toil and I receive reward. And they toil and they do not receive reward. The Chofetz Chaim explains, this is the first time that he's ever brought someone is not a Chassidic source. Hello, Yom Melim. He asks, the Chofetz Chaim asks, what do you mean they toil and they don't get a reward? Those who toil in matters of this world, they also get their work is definitely rewarding. Every Baal Malacha, anybody who works, receives a salary, receives some kind of reward. Rather, says the Chofetz Chaim, they toil, but they don't get any reward for the toil. Their toil might be a means for them to receive a reward, right? But their reward is not for the toil. Rather, their reward is for the outcome of their toil. If they will toil a lot and nothing will come out of it, then they won't get any reward for their exertion. But I toil and I receive reward for the toil of Torah itself. And even if a person toils all day on understanding a certain sugya in Torah, with sefesh al davar in his barley klum, and at the end of the day, nothing was clarified. Here one receives reward for the toil itself. Because the toil itself is the will of Hashem. Yesh levayer, we could explain v'goydel erech amal ha-toyre, the greatness, the great value of those of toil and toyre. Alpim ha-shabiyanu v'makavacher, inyan golos mitzrayim. According to what we've explained elsewhere, the concept of Golas Mitzrayim. Shaman HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avraham Avinu Olav Hashalom V'Bris Ben Avsarim. Rabban Shalom said to Avraham Avinu, Yedoy HaTeida Ki Ger Yezarach Beres Alei Lahem V'Avod Avinu Oysam HaGarim. You should know with certainty that your offspring will be a stranger on a land that is not theirs, and they will enslave them and afflict them. So we have to understand what is this golus all about. It wasn't a golus that was a product of a sin. Quite the contrary. The ones that came to Mitzrayim, the 70 people that came to Mitzrayim, were tzaddikim, holy people. The Yodu, and then there they descended, they sunk into the 49 levels of Tumah. So what is the definition of such a golus? Yesh the Vayra Inyan, so we can explain this. Shakash Baruch Hu Amal Avram Vino Lava Shalom. If it's Tzincha Shavanecha, you Ama Nivchar. Hashem said to Avram, if your will is that your descendants should be the chosen nation, Yizku the Kabbalah Torah, and that they should merit to accept the Torah, V'chrochem Eim Lava Koidim Mirik V'zikuch Godel V'kodesh, they have to first go through a cleansing and purifying with mortar and bricks, and they have to be enslaved and afflicted in order to purify and to subjugate the animalistic soul and their hard what? How do you say arpam in English? Ksheirif. I'm ksheirif. No.
Like stiff neck.
Stubborn. They're right. They're stiff neck. Yeah.
And not that. I don't want to sound like a heretic or anything. But why would never. Why would sticking to, you know, 49?
Hey, you're not finished yet. Take it easy. You're not finished yet. The kasha gufam and nafsham. And when their body and their soul, you, mizuchachim, when they will be purified as you, mechshorim, viruyim, liyasam segula, then they will be susceptible and worthy of being the chosen nation. You're asking why would going down to 49 levels of Tumah help for that?
Why would it subjugate your animalistic soul? Why would it increase it?
I don't think that's what he's trying to say. I don't think he's trying to say that going down to the 49 levels of Tumah was a preparation for Kabbalah Sotayr. I think he's just trying to answer why the mortar and the bricks. I think that the 49 levels of Tumah was ended up being a product of that.
I would think doing that would increase the animalistic soul, not subjugate it. It's ours.
It seems to me that first of all, the 49 levels of Tumah that Bnei Yisrael went down to in Mitzrayim was not an animalistic Tumah. It was a Tumah. It was a Tumah that developed out of a, what's the word? It was more of an intellectual Tumah. Their das, the das was in Golus. Their knowledge, their mind was in Golus. It was a mental tumor. It wasn't the taiva de gitumor.
So it wasn't the way they were acting, it was the way they were thinking and perceiving life and things like that?
Life, perceiving godliness, I guess.
But as far as the way they were acting, they were still treating people.
Yeah, the Gemara says tremendous things about the way they acted. They were only redeemed because they never changed their language, never changed their garb, they never their names and
language.
Yeah. Well,
the
yeah.
Language.
They never. The Gemara says that the Jewish women kept maintained their sanctity. There was definitely I think there was control over the animalistic tivus. It was the Sforim all say that it was the das that was in Golos. The intellect was in Golos.
So it's different than it is today in that respect.
Totally opposite, right?
There are a lot of Jews whose intellect is in Golos too.
Okay. Amna. Kol zeb hayakoda matan Torah. All of this was before the giving of the Torah. But after Kabbalah HaTorah, we no longer need the cleansing and the purifying of mortar and bricks. Rather, the toil in Torah that weakens the strength of a person that purifies physicality in advantageous way. That we should be worthy to merit the light and the sanctity of the Torah. And through the Torah, a person becomes purified. And the reason for this is the Torah is the source of spirituality. And the Torah cannot connect to a materialistic body and a physical animalistic soul. But it's only through the toil of Torah. Only then does a person's body and his nefesh, ruach, and neshama become purified, become cleansed, keroi, the conditions of Torah that is befitting for the sanctity of the Torah. Al pi ha'omer. According to what we said yesterday, according to this, we can understand the trembling that took place before Kabbalah HaTorah. The entire nation that was in the camp trembled. So also Chazal say, Chazal say that the Torah was given with tremendous fear and awe, trembling. The reason for all this is to purify and cleanse the physicality, the Adam and the blood, before acceptance of the Torah. Chazal say that fear causes the blood to fear removes blood. The Gemara there is, he's borrowing this term. The Gemara there is referring to Anida, that it says in the Gemara that if the time of the month comes, then a woman doesn't get her period. So, in some cases, that would imply that she's changing her cycle. So, but the Gemara says that if she was in a state of fear when the time of her period came, then you can't prove anything from that, because fear removes a person's removes the blood.
Okay,
you ruim, so he's borrowing that term to say that fear purifies the blood. The blood represents the tivus of a person. It's the boiling of the blood that causes the person to have, when a person is has a desire, his blood boils. So charad masalik es adam. So the fear that took place before Kabbalah Satoya, that cleansed us of our physicality. Through this, they will be worthy to this covenant between the Rabbanu Shlomo and the Torah. And so also, who inyan yegiyas haTorah, the concept of toil and Torah, which is hinted to in the pasuk, yalpia advarim ha'eda karati itchavris. Through these words, I have made a covenant with you. Shakavana al Torah shebal peh. It's talking about al pi advarim ha'eda. Through the Torah shebal peh, the oral Torah, sheyesh bo tzar gadol l'lomoy, that there is a great, it involves a great pain to learn. Look at the Isa b'Tanchuma Nizkar, as it is written in Tanchuma. Ki the chisus habris, because in order to go through the covenant, tzorach la'avim and koydim zikuf rav, the person has to go through a great purification. Shiruyim lezeh, that we should be worthy of it. Zeh davka idem, mola shal tzedeh shval peh, that is davka through toil and tzedeh shval peh. Oyd yeshba va'amala shal toira. Another advantage. There's another advantage in toil and toira. Shiva b'chinas teisefes ala mitzvah. It is a concept of adding onto a mitzvah. I guess I'll explain. Through this, we can understand what is written in Chazal and Teres Kehanim. It says, on the pasuk, if you will walk in my decrees, right? So Chazal says, you should toil in Torah. And you should observe my mitzvahs. Say Chazal, you should toil in Torah in order to observe and perform. The kasha, so we have to understand. Why don't Chazal just define the pasuk as its simple meaning? Why do they have to come on to this? You should toil and Torah in order to observe and perform. I don't know why you kasha the Chazal, but what Chazal found difficult was Eich Nemar in Bukhu Koisai Teleichu V'Garnoi V'Nesati Gishmechem Yitam. How can the pasuk say that if you will walk in my decrees, I will give your rain in its proper time? And the pasuk goes on to list all the different rewards of this world. Chazal tell us elsewhere that there is no reward for mitzvahs in this world. How does the Torah promise us matters of this world? Therefore, Chazal explains, the intent is that we should toil in the Torah. The reward is not for the learning of the Torah itself. Rather, it is for the extra toil in Torah. It is an addition that the person adds onto the mitzvah of learning Torah. On that, you could have schar in this world. It's only for the mitzvah itself that there is no schar. But whatever the person adds on to the mitzvah, for that, a person does have schar in this world. As the Sfarim Gedashim say, that even though there is no schar for mitzvahs in this world, but for adding on to a mitzvah, for that, there is schar. As we find, by when a person adds on to the Shabbos, v'inyonei chavivus mitzvah, machana the mitzvah, and the concept of the favoritism a person has for a mitzvah and the preparation for a mitzvah. For all that, there is chayr in this world. So also, this concept of toil and toirah, as Chazal say, kachi darka shal toirah, the Chazal say, this is the way of toirah possible. Melech toichel, person should eat bread and water, bread and salt, chulam. And a person should toil in Torah. If you do so, meaning you add to Torah, you toil in Torah, not only will it be good for you in the world to come, then you'll receive the reward for the limud of Torah, but you're fortunate are you in this world, well, where a person will receive the reward for the toil.
So we're saying the Torah is a diversion from the animal soul or a cure for the animal soul?
It is a cleansing process for the it refines the animal soul. So Akoyach, this yageya of the is almost like that. Where does the person get the strength to toil in Torah? Hureishis, so it begins with minu amuna, it starts off with the person has to believe. Begoilanach hasruach, the fun of his baruch shema meyigia shalai. The person has to believe that Rebbein Shalom actually takes a great pleasure from our toil. As we say by the Agdamas, Ashuas, Seviv, Chomid, Viragig, the Yilun, Bilausa, that Rabbi Shalom wants and finds it sweet when we toil in Torah. Hagashvorkum is Aneg, Mishtoiki, Klamal Shal Torah. Rabbi Shalom takes pleasure and yearns for a Yid toil in Torah.
Isn't that kind of a morose concept?
Who?
Isn't it kind of like a kind of dreary, like a God sitting up there, like, yes, like getting pleasure out of us suffering down here?
It's not suffering. I'm
having a hard time.
Past Shabbos HaGadol, I explained this whole concept of Hashem taking pleasure. Hashem doesn't. We don't change Hashem in any way. He doesn't need our mitzvahs.
Right.
Nothing on various don't affect him. He's right. Way beyond all that.
You here?
No, I think that's the one that you need to...
You were gone.
Oh, that's the one I was out of town for.
It's rather similar to a parent. It takes pleasure when the child does what's good for himself.
Right.
And
but yeah, parents still try to... I mean, that's... The cause of most fights between parents and children is that parents are trying to protect their kids from facing that toil. Just like, I want to teach you the lesson without you having to go through it yourself the way I had to, is what my parents used to tell me. So they try to protect you from having to experience those issues.
Okay, so no, but toil is good for us. Toil is good for us. It refines, as we just learned before. So
you'd rather we figure it out for ourselves rather than just
not just figuring it out for yourself. The toil is actually a good thing, not to its own.
Okay.
We're here in this world to refine our animalistic soul, and if that's according to what he just said, that's what toil and toil accomplishes. Then that itself brings nachas ruach to the Rebbein Shlomo. So also, a person has to believe in the ultimate triumph, meaning through toil and Torah, that through the toil and Torah, that at the end we will achieve the light of Torah. So the first thing is to believe that the Rebbein Shalom actually takes pleasure, and we're giving an achas ruach to Hashem by toiling in Torah. besides that, the person has to believe that onto my own, I am going to merit from this toil. I will achieve the light of Torah. When Akiva was 40 years old, before he began to learn Torah, and he saw a hole in a rock. That was created through the water that was dripping on it constantly. The Koral of Akasub, and Rav Akiva set upon himself, or set upon this situation, the Pasuk Avonim Shach Kumayim, that the water is able to penetrate a rock. And with this koyach, Rav Akiva began to learn. Until Rav Akiva elevated himself to his lofty level. The toiling in Torah is similar to digging for a well of water, a spring of water. There are times that after digging a lot, very deeply, at the end, no water is found. There are those that give up and they despair from continuing. And it seems to them that all their toil was for naught. But those who know with clarity that the toil at the end will bear fruit, and at the end they will reach the source of water, they continue without giving up, until at the end they find the water. So also, with the toil and Torah, times go through when the yish, the despair, is pressing on the heart. And the only advice is believing in the words of Chazal. That if somebody says that he toiled and didn't find, do not believe him. If you'll toil and you'll persevere, at the end you will achieve. And if talking the fun of Mayonis HaNetzach, then the person will merit that the springs of eternity will open up before him. This is Kais La Torah, to merit the light of Torah.
Why does this contradict Shlomo Melech?
Why
does it contradict Shlomo Melech when he said you can try and you have an idea, go with it, keep going until you can't go anymore. If you don't, go back the way you came, but don't take the same path and go back, but keep on the path.
Maybe that's all part of the toil. If he's talking about Torah there, I'm not sure. Right, he's saying that if he didn't reach it, just give up. Don't give up. Right. All right, let's go prepare for that.